Welcome to the Congressional School Podcast, where we chat with our community about topics that interest you.
Hi, everyone. We are here to talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion, and why this work is important. I'm Sylvia Moore, co-chair of Congressional School's Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Committee, better known as the DEIC. With me are co-chair Tanel Davies, two faculty members, Desmond McGlone, middle school mathematics teacher, and Rebecca Giannetti, school counselor, and parents, Servio Medina, a parent of a third grade and two first graders, and Mary Beth Testa, a parent of a third grade and president of the Congressional School Parent Organization. I'd like to start today by sharing why diversity, equity, and inclusion is important for me, and then I'd like everyone to chime in. For me, the work of diversity, equity, and inclusion is important because I feel that we need to prepare our students to live and work successfully in a multi-ethnic and globally connected world. Then we need to include this knowledge and these skills as critical by infusing them into our curriculum and demonstrating these in our demeanor and our interactions and requiring them in the hiring process. Tanel, would you like to chime in here?
Sure. Personally, for me, this work is important because I'm raising two biracial sons who the world will view as African American, one of whom attends Congressional. At home, we talk about the best way for them to present themselves to the outside world. But given that we have to do that, I want to do all that I can do to help the broader community accept them for who they are.
Rebecca, would you like to chime in?
When I think of diversity, equity, and inclusion work and why it's so important in a school, we want each and every student to feel welcome, cared about, and safe in their learning. And the only way we do that is by having these open conversations that include not only students and but all the stakeholders, administration, parents, as well as faculty, in engaging in this conversation and continuing these conversations. So I'm so excited to be a part of this work at Congressional.
So this is Mary Beth, and for me, a sense of belonging matters, and a sense of belonging is different for everyone. And at the Congressional School Parent Organization, CSPO, our mission is to welcome families and build community. To me, those things are totally linked, and why I come to this DEI work.
This is Servio Medina. I think most of you know, or some of you know, that I'm half Mexican. When I was growing up, some people used to call me taco salad, and I didn't realize until later that it wasn't meant with sort of an affectionate kind of feeling. It was a disparaging remark. And I remember my mother used to tell me, one day you're going to appreciate your name and your heritage, but I didn't when I was growing up. And I did not have a support structure in my school. I had people who called me out because I was different. Now, that's not the reason I'm appreciating to be involved in the DEIC and involved in DEI affairs, but it does give me a little bit of an appreciation so that when I hear expressions like, you can't judge a book by its cover, for me, I think people are well-intended when they say it, but if it doesn't have context and it doesn't have meaningful action associated with it, then it's little more than a platitude. And that's what I'm excited about in what we're doing here at Congressional.
Hello, this is Desmond McGlone. Just to share why I feel that this work is important to me, I had some thoughts about the past and how I've been racially profiled. There are times where I've experienced prejudice from my teachers. I remember in kindergarten, even in kindergarten, where I came in, I performed well in pre-assessment, and I did some work at home, and my teacher would say, your parents can't do your work for you. You have to do your own work. And I'm looking like, whoa, no, I did do my work. So I felt like I was already judged based on where I came from, predominantly Black. You know, so I was already judged, and I was already placed into a sphere of, because of your race, you shouldn't be able to perform this well from the beginning. You shouldn't be able to perform this well.
Well, thank you, everyone. I just want to remind those that are listening and give them a little history about Congressional School's Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Committee. This committee was started 4 years ago with a mission that reads like this. The Congressional School's Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Committee, in partnership with the broader congressional community, past, present, and future, continually strives to recognize, respect, engage, and celebrate the individual differences and identities presented in our community. We seek to advance diversity of race, religion, ethnicity, gender, sexual orientation, socioeconomic status, physical ability, or any other distinguishing feature through the recruitment and support of students, faculty, staff, administrators, and trustees representing diverse identities.
This is Tanel, and I want to define what we mean by diversity, equity, and inclusion at Congressional School. And actually, before I do that, I want to talk about the shift. Many of you may remember that we used to define diversity under an umbrella term, the umbrella term multiculturalism, and then it moved to diversity, and now we are at diversity, equity, and inclusion. And for us, diversity includes all the ways in which people differ. It's not just race, ethnicity, and gender. At Congressional School, we embrace a broader definition. We recognize that individuals can affiliate with multiple identities. For us, equity is fair treatment, equality of opportunity, and fairness and access to information. And inclusion is the act of creating an environment where any individual or group feels welcome and is able to fully participate.
So this is Sylvia. The DEIC meets several times during the year to discuss current issues around diversity, equity, and inclusion, and we've developed goals and objectives inside four DEIC working groups. These working groups consist of the student experience, the parent support and awareness, curriculum, and recruitment and retention. With us today are members of these committees who can give us an overview of the work happening within these working groups. I'm going to start with you, Rebecca, and the student experience.
So I'll talk a little bit about the student experience work group. The student experience work group is designed to provide a forum for parents, students, and faculty and administration to talk about what the life is like for all of our students and be able to provide a forum. So if students are experiencing comments or feeling like they don't have equal access to the curriculum or equal access to learning, this is an opportunity to hear about that and to work through those situations. Probably our most exciting work that we're doing is providing support to students who are actually out in our community doing work, and that's through the creation this year of LEAD, Leaders in Equity, Advancement, and Diversity.
So in discussing the LEAD group, there are a couple of things that the students are working on in terms of their own personal development. The first thing that we tend to work on is that it's more student-centered versus the adults being, I guess, I don't want to say overshadowing, but the students tend to run the group themselves based on issues that they see going on in the school, which we think is extremely important in terms of really understanding the atmosphere of the school itself. They learn valuable interpersonal skills, which are extremely important, especially in terms of communicating with each other. So some of the things that we practice is that we listen with the intent to learn. All right, we want to learn from each other versus just listening to respond. So that listening skill is important that we all can work on. And we also, we're working towards creating, allowing them to create dialogue that allows them to I don't say argue, but be able to discuss respectfully issues respectfully with each other that may be sensitive without, with them knowing that there is no intent of harm behind those comments. Another thing that we're working on is with them is leadership development. We've already seen some leaders kind of step out amongst the peers in the group, and we want to see them become change agents, social justice advocates, and even in everyday life, standing up for their peers when they see something's going like somebody's mistreating someone else. Social justice advocates in that sense, and we want students to see a different society than the one that we see now.
Thank you, Desmond. This group is a very young group, but a very active group, and I'm really glad to see them so active in the school. Next, parent support and awareness. Would you like to give us some insights as to what you guys are up to?
Thank you, sure. So at the Parent Support and Awareness Work Group of the DEIC, we're trying to come up with and pull off the initiatives, the groups, the gatherings, some structures, some places for our families. But before we can do any of that effectively, or while we're trying to do any of that effectively, we're also talking about our hearts and our minds and what we all bring to this. So, and that's part of our charter. Each work group has a charter. And it's one thing to say, oh, this is our policy, but it's another thing entirely to then also embrace it and live it and see how you fit in it and invite others to see how they fit in it as well. As CSPO president, I wanted to bring, to the extent that is a position of influence, and, you know, sometimes, but I wanted to be able to bring that influence and my privilege to making sure that hearts and minds were at this table and not just our structures. If that makes sense, I want this to be a place where everyone I run into feels like they belong here at Congressional School, our staff, our faculty, our students, and our students' families too.
And this is Servio. That's that's somewhat challenging, I think, because some people don't feel that they're identified with current norms. One parent was sharing that she identifies as triracial, but when she's with people that are white, she's seen as black. When she's with people who are black, she's seen as white. So I think, to your point, Mary Beth, how can we help enable students as well as parents? This kind of comes back to the global connectedness that Desmond was talking about, to feel comfortable recognizing and accepting ourselves and others.
Boy, that is so true. Sense of belonging. The research is firm on how successful kids, parents, adults will be when they feel a sense of belonging. In the curriculum working group, That's what we're really working on in that group, is looking at the curriculum and making sure that our students see themselves in every facet of the curriculum, that we don't have stressor points in the curriculum, or we're not engaging in projects that are isolating some students. And that's part of what we are looking for. So as we go through the curriculum, we're taking that diversity, equity, and inclusion lens and really looking at all facets. Are the books reflective of what our students, of our student population? And are those projects, are they the type of projects that are reinforcing those academic outcomes, or are they putting stress on students because of who they are or where they come from? So those things are very important for us in the curriculum, and we've been working on that.
This is Tanel, and I'll talk a little bit about the Recruitment and Retention Working Group. This group focuses on recruitment and retention of faculty, staff, and families. Our charter that we came up with was to ensure that the school environment reflects our broader community by supporting the mission of the DEIC in connection with the recruitment and retention of students, faculty, staff, administrators, and trustees. And our goals for this year were just to kind of figure out where we are. What measures has the school taken to recruit and retain diverse faculty, staff, and families? And so we did a survey to figure out our state of affairs, and then we decided where we were going to go from there. Some of our accomplishments for this year are that our head of school and director of admission attended a Mocha Moms event. We have recently unveiled a new career section of our Congressional School website to better market us to potential employees. And we recently attended a diversity hiring fair, and we are in the process of revamping the questions that we ask potential applicants about that cover DEI topics. that's all that we've done so far this year, but we have more that we're talking about and are excited for what we will continue to do.
Yeah, the recruitment and retention work is so important for curriculum because we know that, you know, the kids want to see themselves in their teachers. They want to see that, you know, the others that look like them are successful, are smart, are professional. And so we do need to give them those windows to see themselves in. So the next question I have for this group is, where is diversity work going for us here at Congressional? What are your hopes and dreams as you work through the working groups?
So this is Mary Beth again, and I'm thinking about this in maybe two different ways, compartments. One is this idea of, again, of the sense of belonging and acknowledging that that's something different for every individual. So for CSPO's part, to see us continue and strengthen our listening skills, what makes you feel like you belong? And then when you tell me the answer, I'm really hearing you and committing to doing something about that. And all of us on the CSPO team are here for that. So I hope you will take us up on that. And then, you know, speaking of taking us up on things at CSPO, we hope that, and we want all of our activities to be a place where you belong. So I would encourage you to connect with your room parent and build a relationship there. Connect with any of us on the leadership team. Come to our events. Help us shape those events so that they are something that you and your family want to come to too. And if you have a few minutes or a lot of minutes, we're always looking for team members to make all of our activities stronger.
This is Rebecca. As one of the faculty that are working with the lead student group, I am so excited about the conversations. And personally, as a white person who has been open and willing and interested in learning, the conversations, those authentic, vulnerable, honest conversations are where the true learning happens, as well as there's the possibility for comfort and connection. And so I'm so excited about the work that's already begun to happen. We have 10 youth, 10 students from grades 6th, 7th, and 8th that went through extensive training. They are using those skills to lead our lead group, which usually is about 20 to 25 kids that meet once a rotation. And we are having some really exciting conversations. And I'm really can't wait to see what the future holds with what these young people are going to be doing.
Hi, this is Desmond again. So in terms of where do we go, for me, a vision that I've had is that I would like to see more parents being supportive in terms of that diversity component, stepping outside of their comfort zone. I think that's extremely important because if they step outside their comfort zone, the students will step outside their comfort zone. I think there's a direct correlation in terms of those two parts. So the students really need to be able to see their parents actively engaged and being brave so that they can develop that same courage.
This is Servio Medina. I think I had some prepared things that I wanted to share with you all, but Mr. Desmond just said something. And now I have to say a couple things real quick. There's two things. One, remember VCRs, and secondly, remember sneakers. And I'll get to it in a minute. When I was a kid, my mother used to say, "I can't figure out how this VCR works." And I don't think she was kidding. I don't think she could figure out how to set it to record a show. For me, it was easy. The reason I'm bringing that up is that we often see the younger generation will figure things out and things will become so matter of fact to them that the older generation sometimes feels, I don't want to say disenfranchised, but like we don't get it. The reason I joined the parent group, so I told you earlier, I was called Taco Salad, but that's not the reason I joined. The reason I joined the parent group is because, bless my mom, she's passed away a long time, but she didn't know better. She didn't know to help me understand and give me grounding. And I don't want to do that as a parent. So when I say VCRs, I'm talking about my daughters and my son. They're getting something here that I didn't have. And I don't want to be in the way of that. In fact, I want to help enable it. So that's one thing. Thank you, Desmond, for saying that. The second thing, what did I say? What was it? Sneakers. Right. I knew I was going to forget. Congressional just had a shoe drive, and it made me think the importance of shoes. But do we really care about what shoes people are wearing? Okay, yeah, don't wear open-toed shoes in the playground. Fine. But we don't really care about the shoes we're wearing while we're at school. But, and I'm using this intentionally, we really don't know what it's like to be in somebody else's shoes. So when we leave school, and you all have been hitting at it, when we leave school, what happens to all these great ideas and this great buzz and sometimes this uncomfort, but we're in a safe place? What happens when we go back to our respective social circles? And one of the parents, I'll just call him B for now because I don't know if he wants me to call him out. Maybe it's Ben, maybe it's whatever, I don't know. He brought that up at a recent council meeting, that here is one thing, but would we come to an event that he likes to participate in? And that's what, picking up on what you all are saying, what I hope to come out of this is that we want to be part of each other's lives in some respect, but not just because we're here. It's easy to show up here. It takes more effort to become a friend, to become connected with somebody, but not just because of our kids. So I think I got the two that I wanted to say. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, that leads into what I really wanted to say about the hopes and dreams for the curriculum working group. I'm hoping that we adopt some of the teaching for tolerance principles of good practice, that we begin to infuse our curriculum with those principles, and that we explicitly teach those principles to the students, and we begin to speak with a common language from infants all the way to eighth grade. So for the curriculum committee, I think that that's our focus, is to, you know, to take what we're doing and to really put it into practice and to make a common language come out so that we're all speaking the same language when it comes to diversity, equity, and inclusion.
This is Tanel, and what would I like to see? Well, as co-chair of the DEIC, of course, I'd love to see more involvement. We have a robust group that meets throughout the year, but we're always looking for new members. And so if any of you who are listening would like to come to a committee meeting, you are welcome. Tell everyone that you know about our meetings. Everyone is welcome. And if you can't come to a meeting, send us something that you think would be interesting to have discussed. We will be posting our minutes to the website, and our goal for our meetings is to have more organic conversations, and we're always looking for great topics to discuss. So if there's something out there that you think, hey, let's throw this to the DEIC, send it to Sylvia or myself or anyone you know who can get it to us. Also, there are opportunities that get announced every fall for parents to help with recruitment, and be on the lookout for those as well.
Well, thank you, everyone, for sharing your hopes and dreams. Does anyone have any final statements that they'd like to share?
Well, now that you're offering, Sylvia, there's something that you shared at a recent DEIC. You said something about re-examining and challenging some of the things that you've just become accustomed to saying and doing, because you always did it and it never seemed to be a problem. But your example, and I'm sorry, I have not let it go yet. You're trying to catch yourself to not say dude as much. Now that one's going to take a while for me. That ranks up there almost with coffee. But I appreciate what the point you made. And the one that hit me recently was, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. It's meant well. But if I do to somebody what I would want them to do to me, that could in fact be offensive to them. That could be uncomfortable to them. So there's some things that I've grown up with that I never question. I'm like, it's always been that way. We don't change that. Sometimes we have to take a second look, and that is what this group affords, is because you can't do that by yourself. And if you were by yourself, you wouldn't need DEIC. There's two things I can tell you don't need. If you're by yourself, you don't need it. And if everybody agreed on everything, you don't need it. That's why we need it.
This is Rebecca. And I guess my final statement is, as we think of the work of this school around, and we think of our core values, work around diversity, equity, inclusion is so essential. And I really urge parents to look for ways in which you can engage in dialogue and view the DEIC as a place, a source for learning. You just heard the example. We are all learning. We're all growing, and we're all in this together. And so we are open again to any questions that you might have, but really encourage you to be involved in this effort as well. Thank you.
This is Sylvia, and this concludes this podcast on diversity, equity, and inclusion at Congressional School. I just want to close this podcast by saying thank you to everyone who is here and to remind anyone who is listening that everyone is welcomed at the DEIC meetings. We want you there. We want your voice. We want you to bring to the meetings your thinking, your hopes and dreams. And if there is something that you want the group to discuss, we want that too. Don't forget that everything is on the website, and you can get all the information for DEIC on the website. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Congressional School Podcast. Learn more by visiting congressionalschool.org.